I'd like to begin by, once again, and for many lifetimes to come, eternally, offer my most respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge while I was standing blinded by the darkness of material existence. And secondly, I'd like to offer my most humble, prostrated obeisances to my very dear godbrothers who've attended this evening and said many kind things about me. As they were speaking, I was thinking, yes, this is the person I would like to become. And my god sisters, I'd like to be that person who you were speaking so nicely about. I'd like to be a good disciple of my spiritual master. I'd like to be a dear friend to god brothers and god sisters. And I'd like to be a well-wisher to my students and really to all of humanity. We're all our brothers and sisters. I often say that as devotees, we're not better than them. We're just a little more fortunate, and it's our duty to share our good fortune with them. One time in Geneva, Prabhupada said that the duty of a first-class man is to make a fifth-class man also a first-class man. So we had a lot of work to do, not only within our Prabhudatta Desh, our particular area of service which our spiritual master has given us, but all of Bharat Bhumi, of this great country of India, and the world. And according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we cannot rest before we fulfill his desire. And he gave a very big seva to all of us. He said he would not be satisfied until all the 14 worlds were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nam. Pariprasana Sevaya, in that famous verse, Tadvidi Paripatena, Paripashana Sevaya Upadekshanti Tegina Gyaninas Tatvatarshanaha. Paripashana Sevaya means that the disciple, he inquires from the spiritual master, Kayami, who am I? And a lifetime of instruction is given by the spiritual master. Who are we? Who is Krishna? With their intimate connection, loving relationship with Krishna, which we hope to fully develop to very deep, intimate, loving relationship. But then comes sevaya. Sevaya means out of gratitude. We help our spiritual master. We help our founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, in the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. And the correct etiquette is that if one receives an instruction from the spiritual master, one must first complete that instruction. One must fulfill that instruction to the best of one's ability before going back to the spiritual master and asking for more service. That's the etiquette. Whatever seva we get, it's neither big nor small. It's all transcendental. It's all meant to revive our loving devotional service for Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava. So if we get an instruction, then we do our best to fulfill it, and then we may return and ask for more service. So although it is a fact that we're intent on going back home, back to Godhead, that will also please Prabhupada very much, that we preach and we become pure devotees. Let's fulfill his desire, but really we're following his mood in this world. Prabhupada is who he is in the spiritual world, and we're not allowed to speculate. Although one time when Prabhupada was ill and he became pale, he became well again. Then Bhavananda Prabhu came into Prabhupada's room, and he said, look, I've got my color back, reddish golden, just like my color in the spiritual world. And when I heard that, I went through Nectar Devotion and tried to find all the personalities who had reddish gold, but maybe it's not so proper. But some hint, No doubt Prabhupada has come from the spiritual world, and we hanker to be with him there, eternally serving the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. But to get there, we have to properly serve his mood in this world. Just as Prabhupada Saraswati says in his Chaitanya Chandamrita, that by serving the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world, one gains the favor of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world. And that is the simple formula for going back home, back to Godhead. So we do want to go back to Godhead, but really we should fulfill Prabhupada's mission in this world before we ask for that privilege. And we're ready to do that. Mama janmani jamani ishare bhavata bhakti ahaiti kitwai. Mahaprabhu made it very clear in the famous Trinadapisunichana verse that we have no problem taking birth after birth in this material world because we experience it just like Vaikuntha, serving Srila Prabhupada, here or there. We're already there in one sense. We have nothing to lament. I've told this story a few times, but there may be others who haven't heard, but one time my godbrother, Adi Shekhar Prabhu, who's the illustrious grandfather of Lidarani Gurangi Dasi, my disciple, he once asked Sridhar Prabhupada, as we could say a new devotee, he asked Prabhupada, Sridhar Prabhupada, where are you going to go when you die? I don't think I would ask a question like that to Sridhar Prabhupada, but he was a new devotee and he was sincere. Sridhar Prabhupada, where are you going to go when you die? And Prabhupada closed his eyes. He said, after I leave this world, my plan is to go to Patala Loka and preach Krishna consciousness. So devotees, he's happy in heaven or hell. He doesn't, because he's engaged in the nine processes of devotional service, he's not affected so much by external circumstances. His samadhi is serving his guru. That's our samadhi. And we know that by pleasing our spiritual master, his spiritual master is pleased, and his spiritual master is pleased, and his spiritual master is pleased. And by their combined mercy, all the way back to Godhead, Krishna accepts even the most insignificant service. In fact, Prabhupada said one time, speaking about an aspiring devotee, he said, when we become devotees, I think he spoke like this on Radhastami, Srimati Radharani, who's in charge of devotional service, because she has the Mahabhav, someone who has some speciality, maybe in charge of that activity. So she has the Mahabhav, the greatest love for Krishna. So when she sees a devotee, an aspiring devotee, taking their first steps in Krishna consciousness, then she turns to her Lord and she says, my Lord, you see this nice young boy, this nice young girl, they're trying to serve you. Please accept them. This is her kindness. So even from the very beginning, we're flooded with mercy. We're flooded with mercy. And together, we serve Srila Prabhupada and his Sankirtan movement. And we see that because of the sincerity of the devotees, the movement continues to expand like wildfire. There was a book called The Hare Krishna Explosion, and it was mostly about how the Hare Krishna movement was developing and expanding like wildfire in the United States of America. But now that fire is burning perhaps even stronger in other parts of the world. Just like sometimes a forest fire will be burning one place and the sparks will jump over and go to another part of the forest and burn that part of the forest, and then jump over the road and burn that part of the forest. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya like that is expanding everywhere. In Ukraine, when I go to the Ukraine festival, there's no less than 15,000 devotees. It's no exaggeration. In Russia, who can count? Even in Mongolia. Even Mongolia. So it's going on everywhere, and this is the mercy of, I don't need. It's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada on us as we're serving in the capacity of his representatives as spiritual masters, or we're serving in the capacity as disciples, or we're just the milkman delivering the milk from our farm to our restaurants. Sankirtan means the complete glorification. Everyone gets credit. Everyone is meant to be glorified. Not just the big shots who sit on the big seats, like me. Everyone's important. Just like my harmonium. I know this these harmoniums very well. I've been playing them for 50 years. And there's the keys and there's the bellows. But if one little screw falls out of this harmonium, it falls apart. Harmonium is also dependent. It's happened to me. Once I was doing a kirtan in London and the screw fell out, the whole thing collapsed. So everyone deserves the praise that I receive today, because everyone's running a significant service in the greater scheme. Everyone's important. Everyone's to be loved and encouraged. But I do thank my disciples for their beautiful offerings. And I also thank Shirade Dasi. I was going to say Mataji, but I can't say Mataji. She's my disciple. For organizing this event way beyond what I expected. When I walked in the tent, I thought we were passing through here to go somewhere else. I know how hard she worked, and it's all a manifestation of her love for Guru and Gauranga. And I appreciate I actually love these Vyasa Puja festivals. Oh, there he goes. But I love it because it's an opportunity for me to check on the progress of my disciples. One time Prabhupada said in London, he said, you can understand how advanced the devotee is when they speak. So sometimes when I'm hearing the offerings of my students, I'm thinking, yes, I wish I had the same devotion for my spiritual master. Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur once went so far as to say that he saw his disciples as his gurus, in the sense that they're expressing devotion, and devotion is really the name of the game, you could say. It's what we're all trying to achieve. Love for the greater Vaishnavas, love for the spiritual master, love for Krishna. So, just like a father naturally enjoys seeing his children grow, so the spiritual master also, that's the real bliss of this seva. This is a service I'm doing. And the happiness of that seva is seeing the disciples mature in Krishna consciousness. That gives the greatest satisfaction. Taking your first steps even. Just like Srila Prabhupada, there's the famous picture in the Srila Prabhupada and Lilamrita. Prabhupada's sitting at Sally Agarwal's house. That's the first place Prabhupada stayed when he came to America. Sally Agarwal was American. Her husband was an Indian gentleman who'd come to work in America. So they had one son, which they named Bridge. So Prabhupada was sitting on the couch when this little Bridge took his first step. You know how the parents, they send the email out, he took his first step today, look. It's a milestone as the child's growing up, the first step. You can understand what I'm saying if you're a parent. This is the first step. So Prabhupada was there and he saw that first step, and in the photo you can see Prabhupada has a big smile, oceanic smile, and his eyes are lighting up. Oh, your Bridge has taken his first step. Prabhupada was so kind. He's the perfect guest. He's the perfect host and he's the perfect guest. And Sally Agarwal later said she was so inspired when Prabhupada did like that. So in the same way, as a spiritual teacher, then when I see the students advancing, then it's all the hard work, it's all worth it. The strong bond between spiritual master and disciple. It's the real family. It's the original family. Aham bija pada pita, Krishna says in Gita. He's the seed-giving father of all living entities. So essentially our real identity as spirit souls. We're all servants of Krishna, one greater spiritual family. So when there's a nice event within the family, it gives you the deepest satisfaction. They say in English, blood is thicker than water. Meaning that family relationships, they're stronger than just acquaintances. So what is the real family? This is the family, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We're sheltered at our father, our grandfather's feet, Srila Prabhupada, serving under his direction. We've revived our original nature. So when I see my students speak so nicely with so many realizations and so much appreciation, like Prabhupada said of one of his disciples, I think it was Tulsidas, hearing about his activities, his preaching in South Africa, he said, when I hear of Tulsidas's seva there in South Africa, where it's so difficult preaching, Prabhupada said, my heart swells with pride. Not mundane pride, but pride for the fact that this devotee has followed the process nicely, is making advancement, and Krishna is empowering him to spread Krishna consciousness. It's no small thing to make progress in Krishna consciousness. And that fact is established in the Brahma Samhita. It describes progress as small increments. The first time I read that, I said, well, it's going to be a long race home. It describes progress as small increments, not, you know, giant steps. A small step for man, a giant step for mankind. Nothing poetic like that. Any advancement, it'll work for it. And the Lord admits that. He admits that in Bhagavad Gita. He makes it very clear so we don't become discouraged. Daviyesha gunamai mamamaya duratyaya mam eva ye papadyante mayam metam tarantite. That shloka is on the tongue of every Vaishnava shlokawala. You just ask Vaisheshika, you start daviyesha, boom, we rolls out like the Ganges flowing down from the spiritual world. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. There you go. There's a military, when you study military warfare, the first thing is to understand your opponent. If your opponent is greater than you, run away to fight again another day. If your opponent is at equal measures, then think a strategy to fool him. If your opponent is weaker than you, attack immediately. This we learn in every military school. Don't just go, oh, I'm going to fight, yahoo. No. You have to understand who's your opponent. Don't take unnecessary risks. If your opponent has more, larger numbers of men, more military force, just back off and wait. Of equal, think of a good strategy. And if lesser, attack immediately. So what is our opposition? We have some opposition. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. Our opposition is Maya and all her illusory tricks by which sometimes demigods are even fooled. So what do? Krishna gives the positive alternative, always. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Just like one time Prabhupada was walking on the beach with his disciples, and there were some crabs, I've told it 1,000 times, some 20 meters away, they're all out colony of crabs on the sand, doing what crabs do. I don't know what they do, but they were there. And as the devotees approached, all the crabs, they went into the ocean. They don't go forward, they always go sideways. So Prabhupada said, why have the crabs gone into the ocean? So Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Prabhupada loved him so much, often praised him in public for his ability to defeat the scientists with Krishna conscious philosophy. On that occasion he said, Prabhupada, because the motion of our foot is creating an energy which goes through the sand. The crabs feel it with the their little scales, and it goes to the C fibers in their brain. Prabhupada said, no. He said, no. They sense danger is coming, something overwhelming danger, and they know where to take shelter. So they go into the ocean. And Prabhupada said, this is the secret for success, that the weak take shelter of the strong. So we're very fallible in this world. We're not infallible like Krishna. We're tiny little jivas floating in the tsunami ocean of material existence. What hope do we have? To take shelter of the strong, to take shelter of Krishna. Rakhe Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakike. It's stated. If Krishna wants to kill you, Ravana, Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavarkya, wake up. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, like Prahlad Maharaj, a tender little five-year-old boy, at the hands of probably the most demoniac Rakshasa demon in the history of creation, couldn't touch a hair on the head of Prahlad. Because Prahlad had taken shelter of Krishna through a very simple means. The Lord is so kind. How do we ask for his shelter? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Krishna consciousness is so simple. Prabhupada said, simple for the simple-minded, complicated for the complicated. It's very simple, but it's not cheap. Because to get the benefit of that mantra, you have to become detached from the influence of the material energy, and that you do by promising four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. That protects you from the influence. Your mind is peaceful, your heart is pure. So when you chant, you get the full benefit. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said one time in 1936, I see no reason why all my disciples could not go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Krishna is very merciful. Mahaprabhu is even more merciful. And I would say that Prabhupada is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. He did things that were not standard in Mahaprabhu's time. He gave Gayatri Mantra to the Madhujis. He allowed them to dress the deities. He allowed the ladies to go out on the street and preach the absolute truth. And sannyasis don't generally associate with children. Prabhupada was very concerned for the future of our children. He worked very hard to establish the Gurukuls. I'm sure he's very proud of the community here, which has established a Gurukul which is famous throughout the three worlds. So we need someone to notice we're making progress. We need a slap in the back sometimes. We need that. We need someone who's got our back, who's saying, son, you're doing good. My dear daughter, keep it up. I know how much that meant to me when I was a child. You remember Wyatt Tittle? I told you that story. Famous football player. He was the hero of every California boy in the 1950s. Because our team, the San Francisco 49ers, we won the championship in 1956, or whatever. And we were glued to the black and white television watching, you know, Wyatt Tittle throw that Hail Mary, you know, 75-yard pass into the end zone and catch. As boys, this is what, we didn't have football then. So my dad came home one day and he said, son, because he was in advertising, my father said, son, I've got an advertising, business offer with the San Francisco 49ers. Dad, can I meet Y.A. Tittle? He said, if you're a good boy, eat all your vegetables, do good in school, clean up the house. The house was sparkling clean. I got straight A's. And he brought home Wyatt Tittle's autograph. You know, it's like getting an autograph of Lord Brahma or something, you know. I stared at it for hours and, you know, kind of touched it to see if it was real. And when I went to school the next day and showed it to my friends, I was number one in the school. Give me $1, I'll show you the... I made $200, a lot of money in those days. So then my father came home one day and he said, son, I've done the 49ers, I've done a lot of good advertising. They've given me 2 tickets to the championship game next Sunday. He said, do you want to go? Dad, I love you! So I got dressed up in a nice suit and tie, you know, just going to meet my hero. I went to the ball game, and we had these seats right, you know, along the side, right on the, practically on the sideline of the game. My dad was saying, whoa, I never thought we'd get these good seats, right? So then, you know, there's a 100,000 people in the stadium. It's the championship game of the year, NFL, AFL. It's a big game. It's the game, the Super Bowl in those days. And the teams kind of come out, and they're warming up a little bit. And my dad, bless his soul, he'd make an arrangement that Wyatt Tittle was going to come and say hi to me. So I saw him walking. He's a big, tall man, broad-shouldered. He had no hair, a bald head, Wyatt Tittle. He walked over and he said, so, are you Brian? Yeah! I'm Brian! I'm Wyatt Tittle. Nice to know you. Dad, I can shake his hand. You can shake his hand. He said, come on, son. I'll teach you a little bit about football. I said, what? Oh, we're warming up now. You come out. I'll give you 5 minutes. Come on, I'll teach you a little bit about football. There's 100,000 people. The game's just about to begin. And Wyatt Tittle says, okay, this is my secret, how I throw the pass. Put your 3 fingers here and you curl that finger. I'm not going to tell you the rest. So you keep it a secret, boy. I said, so he threw the pass. Boom. He said, now you step back and you throw it. And sure enough, boom, I hit his hand immediately. He said, that's my secret pass. That's how I do the Hail Mary, the long throws, and I get them in the end zone. I was looking at him like, oh my, you're so, that's so nice of you. He said, well, he said, maybe you'll be a future quarterback one day. I said, really? He said, why not? I was a boy like you one time, and now I'm a quarterback. You want to know how I did it? I said, yeah. He said, I never smoked cigarettes at school. I never drank beer on the weekends, and my friends would steal a can of beer from my dad. Yeah, I never do that either. He said, and I got straight A's in school. He said, if you do that, then you'll be a good quarterback. Because the quarterback isn't just skill, it's about character. Yeah, yeah. He said, so let's throw that ball back and forth a little bit. So with it. And then the umpire came, Mr. Tittle, the game's about to begin. He said to the umpire, he said, just be quiet. I'm giving this boy 5 minutes of my life to make sure that he's a quarterback when he grows up. Mr. Till, thanks so much. You know, all the teams are ready to play, and we're inside. He's throwing the ball back and forth, back and forth. He said, come on, sit down with me. We sat on the field cross-legged together. He said, so, you know, it's all about character. You have to be healthy. You have to exercise, he said. You have to pray. Do you pray when you go to bed? I know. Start praying, boy, because he's the one that gives the power. Yes, Mr. Tittle, he's the one that gives the power. Character. Don't smoke. Don't drink. He instilled those things just right into my heart. And the referee came over. Mr. Tittle, we've got companies paying huge amounts of money for advertising on the television. He said, 2 more minutes for Brian. Altogether, it was about 15 minutes. Then he picked me up. He gave me this big, warm hug. He said, son, you're going to be a star quarterback. I said, Mr. Tittle, I am going to be a star. And then he took my hand, and he walked me back to the, and he gave me a real tight grip like that. And we got back to my dad. He hugged me again. He said, Brian, you promised me that you'll follow all the guidance I gave you, Tittle, I will follow. And as I grew up, I did my best. I slipped a couple of times, but I always remembered him. And he was like, you could say, a great impetus, a great teacher in my life. And he gave me 15 minutes. So that's why I give 50 minutes to the girls and to the boys when they're young, because they're the future quarterbacks. They're the ones who are going to take over when we leave. And all of us are very concerned about the future because we've given our heart and soul to this movement. So we want to see. So they're not just kids and making noise, babbling when they're little children. And you could hear their offerings, how much they've learned already and how much they thrive on 50 minutes and a handshake like that. So someone has to take care of us. Spiritual master is more than just the spiritual preceptor, quoting shlokas and with his best realizations. No, he's also a psychiatrist. He's a counselor. He's a mentor. He tries to save marriages. he's so many things. It's a service to the devotees. So when I hear you speak like you did today, it's like, wow, I can understand why Prabhupada said that. His heart swells with pride. And we note what you're doing. We note it. Just like when it came time for Prabhupada's initiation, he was recommended for initiation. The recommendation went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And what did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say famously? Yes, I'll accept him. He hears nicely. Because there were several occasions, we won't go into that now, we don't have so much time, where devotees would go during Purkhamas to different temples that maybe the Purkhama party was going. Prabhupada would always stay to hear his spiritual master speak. The real connection between the guru and the disciple is the Shabda Brahma, it's sound vibration. It's an exchange. It's a deliverance of knowledge, and traditionally it goes to the right ear. But that is the connection with the spiritual master. There's other things that happen as well, but the main thing is to hear. And I was overjoyed yesterday when Vishnumurti Prabhu, who's in charge of the Vanipedia, I don't know if you know what Vanipedia is, it's a compilation of everything Prabhupada said, recorded, wrote, and he's just making it so accessible. I didn't know that in the last 2 years, all the tapes that were not produced because they had a little problem on them or they were not easy to hear, the BBT Trust had put in money to fix those tapes, and he gave me 2,500 lectures of Srila Prabhupada that I'd never heard before. I am over the moon. I was thinking I should just stay here in Mayapur for 6 months and just listen to those tapes every day. Yeah, it's like, that's the real meaning of godsend. It's a godsend. And I'm not going to listen to them while I'm driving, or I'm going to sit down with my headphones on and my pen and paper, and Prabhupada's going to speak to my heart. And then sevaya. Then I'm going to reciprocate by going out to preach the divine command. So the spiritual master is there to encourage us. He's also there to note our errors, just like in school. I always hated it when I got the red mark, because I knew that was the mean that I was off. The red mark, usually I had red marks. And sometimes to chastise the disciple. That means he's there to push us a little bit, because the problem with people in Kali Yuga, they're lazy. They put off for tomorrow what they could actually be doing today. So the idea is that there's always room for improvement. And every day we should wake up and we should think, today, how can I improve on my devotional service yesterday? Don't just let the days merge into like a kind of a haze. But every day you wake up, and what's the first thing you do when you wake up? You pay your obeisances in your bed and you chant, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamaniti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharani Nivisheshu Shunyavari Pashtatate Shatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Govam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare And think about what you're going to do that day. There's a famous saying, Never greet the dawn without a map. It's one of my favorite. I always say if I ever got a tattoo, and I don't have tattoos, I'd get that tattoo to remind me. Never greet the dawn without a map. It means don't just take it another day, another dollar. Plan your day, how to improve. Don't leave everything to chance. What is the difference between someone who's just getting by and someone who's successful? Those who are successful, they know how to manage their time. And Prabhupada tried his best to help us with that because we had a very strict morning program for 5 hours. Don't greet the dawn without a map. And the rest of the day, utilize your time to get the maximum because you never know when you're going to die. It's not only old people who die. There's not so many old people around. Why? Because they died when they were young. Prabhupada said one time, whatever will go wrong, will go wrong. So don't trust the material energy. Trust only faith in Krishna consciousness and work on that Krishna consciousness so that when the time comes, you're ready. And maybe you'll slip. Maybe you'll slip on the path. I often say that one imam, my friend in Oman, he's a good friend, I still keep in touch with him. He's reading Bhagavad Gita and I'm reading Quran. We exchanged. He said, Swami, in your tradition, do people ever fall from the path? I said, yep. I said, in Islam? He said, oh yeah. I said, so what do? You kick them out? Oh no. We don't kick them out. We embrace them. And we tell them, if you fall down 8 times, pick yourself up 9 times. But never give up. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the road to Braj is not just so driving in a car, in a taxi. The road to Braj is strewn with sharp rocks and brambles. It means that there's obstacles on the path, most of them within our hearts. And we have to deal with them. But never give up. Because whatever you've done, that's to your eternal benefit. And even if you're a little nonsense, if you're still chanting, I'm not saying you should be nonsense, but never stop chanting. Nehabi krama nashoshti pratyavayo navidyate svapam apyashta dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Another very important verse. In this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. So even the smallest effort can say, just make sure you're doing some devotional service. And if you don't know what to do, Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Because even a small amount of service can save you. Just like one time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving a lecture in Dhaka, in present-day Bangladesh. He once said that Dhaka is the second Vrindavan because there were so many Vaishnav temples. And I visited Dhaka and I went to the antique stores full of murtis, thousands and thousands of murtis that were left behind when the war came to Bangladesh and all the Hindus came into India, into Calcutta, more or less. Dhaka was the second Vrindavan, beautiful temples, most of them established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anyway, he's giving a lecture, right? And you know how the birds fly in sometimes? A bird came in, and they had a window there, so the bird thought he'd go out, he smashed into the window and fell on the ground and broke his wing. Oh. So, right next to the altar, the bird's trying to flap. People are noticing, you know, but it's a bird. This is karma. Then a cat came. Because cats, they have this smell. They can smell their food a mile away. A cat came and, you know, he's tying his napkin here and getting his knife and fork out. And the bird saw the cat. So the bird started running and with one wing flapping, and the cat ran after it. And the bird was going pretty fast. You know how the deities are there, and you can go around in our Vaishnava temples. You can go inside, like we have here, you can go around the sanctuary, the temple. So in front of all the devotees, and Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati is lecturing, the bird is going around and around and around and around and around, seven times. And the cat stopped chasing him. The cat just waited. He went around, and the cat, oh, there you go, right into the cat's mouth, the bird went, crunch. And all the ladies, ooh. So, the class ended, and there were questions. So one lady said, what happened to the poor bird? Bhakti Sandasari said, Agat Sukriti, he went back to Godhead. Because he circumambulated the deity seven times, and as he died, he heard the glories of the absolute truth. Go Premanande! That's Agat Sukriti, even unknowingly. Just like I was telling Guru Goswami, my mother was a scientist. We had so many fights. When I was a young devotee, she'd always defeat me. She'd, now you believe there's no God? I said, no. But she got cancer, you know the story. She didn't tell me, she didn't want to bother me. It was my brother's lap. And for the 6 months she had cancer, she couldn't find any real shelter in her nonsense philosophy of science, so she took the old greasy Bhagavad Gita that I had given her 20 years before out of the garage. She started reading it. She was an intelligent woman. Krishna says, one who studies the science of Gita worships me with his intelligence. That's my mom. She heard the argument. She became convinced. In 6 months, she's dying in my brother's arms. She looks up at him. She says, he's crying. He wasn't a devotee at that time. She said, don't you lament for me. I'm not this body. I'm going to Krishna. She died. So Mara said she attained a very high spiritual destination, maybe the spiritual world. And here I am still, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So these instances, they don't happen every time. But they're examples to show us the potency of service to Krishna. That's the idea. It's not that every time a bird goes around seven times the deity. But Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati used that to say this is the potency of doing. And it depends how you grab onto the line, how you take advantage of that potency. Some are just getting along. Some are giving their very lives to the process of Krishna consciousness. So hearing these things, it should give us faith. Yashta devi para bhaktir yatta devi tata guru. One who has full faith in the spiritual teacher and the Lord, what happens? The full purport of Vedic knowledge is revealed to such a devotee. And if you give your youth to Krishna, and you give your middle age, and you give those waning years, the twilight years, when you have three legs, and you're trying your best, but you realize very clearly now what are your priorities. You're totally focused. Eke Kuru Nandana. I would give an educated guess that many devotees make more progress the last 10 years of their lives than the other 70 years of their lives. Because they know the writing's on the wall. They don't want to come back. They don't want Dukulayama Shashvatam. Let's get really serious. But if you get serious in the beginning, what wonders you'll see in your lifetime. Like, that's my hope for these children. Why are we giving them so much attention? Many times I'm criticized in public for giving them attention. They don't understand the real intention of giving them attention. But now you see, some of those girls are now the other ones, they grew up and they're married and they have babies. And then they'll be the next generation, if we give them that Wyatt Tittle approach. And what they will see will be beyond what we have seen as the first generation. That's why we're so excited for them. If you give your whole life, what to speak if you're just a bird, you go around, you... What if you give your whole life? No nonsense. Control. Vachavegam, manasakrodagam, jivavegam. Just don't do it. When your senses say, go for it. Don't. There was an anti-drug campaign in the 80s. I can't remember what the president was. The motto was, just say no. Just tolerate. And you can tolerate by getting that higher taste. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And what we've seen in our lifetime as Prabhupada's disciples, the wonders that we've seen compared to the people, common people's life, a quiet life of lonely desperation. That's how most people live. Or it's better, it's a lonely life of quiet desperation. That's how most people live. They're happy 5% of the time. I better report. They're bored 5% of the time, and they're in stress and anxiety 90% of the time. And our lives, what we have, oh. So what these children will see, it's nicely described by Rupa Goswami and Padyavali. I love this verse. Actually, it's in Utkalika Valari, text number 60. Oh, handsome, fragrant, Tamal desire tree, blooming in Vrindavan forest, and embraced by the Madhavi vine of the goddess ruling this forest. O tree, the shade of whose glory protects the world from a host of burning sufferings, what wonderful fruits do people find at your lotus feet? That's ISKCON. I'll read it again. O handsome, fragrant Tamal desire tree, blooming in Vrindavan forest, and embraced by the Madhavi vine of the goddess ruling this forest. O tree, the shade of whose glory protects the world from a host of burning sufferings, what wonderful fruits do people find at your feet? Isn't this movement saving the world? Prabhupada said to Guru Das in the Buri Police Temple in 1973, this movement will save the world in its darkest hour. Prabhupada said just 1% of the world becomes Krishna conscious, the whole thing will change for the better. So we see that as devotees. We see that and we have to be grateful. We shouldn't be thinking, oh, what I don't have. So often we fall into that nonsense. Oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. You have guru, you have mantra, you have deity, you have prasad, you have shastra, you have dham. How much more can you handle? Like Prabhupada's father said to the little boy, Abai, the Purushasukta has millions of arms and millions of hands. If he wants to give you mercy, how much your two little hands can hold? So we've been given by the unfathomable mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, and what's more, the unfathomable mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We've been given so much mercy. We have nothing to lament, nothing to get discouraged, nothing to get... despondent. Actually, devotees are always pretty jolly, like our jolly Swami, His Holiness Sridhar Swami. He had terrible disease. I was a servant cleaning up his everything. He's always jolly. Ho, ho, ho. Happy trails to you until we meet. Don't talk like that, Maharaj. He was always there. He's getting an injection. That doesn't hurt. Hare Krishna, doctor. Do you know you're not the body? Of course, we're a little sober because we're always seeing the temporary nature of this world, so we don't get tricked. Prabhupada said, you have a good eye and a bad eye. The bad eye, you see the temporary nature of the world. The good eye, you see the positive alternative of Krishna consciousness. So give your whole life to Krishna. That's what I tell the children. Give your whole life to Krishna. Like Prabhupada told Vishnu Jan Maharaj. He said, you've been in this world for millions and millions and millions of years. You've had millions and millions of different bodies, different lives. You've experienced it all. Why not, just this one time, fully give your life to Krishna? You've given your life for every type of sense gratification that there is, from Svargaloka down to the hellish planets. Are you happy? And Maharaj told me, he said, no problem, I'm not happy. Then just try. Just this one life. You've had millions. Give one life. Atmanivedanam, he said, the ninth of the nine process. Give one life to Krishna and just see what happens. And to help us on the way, we have the guide who's noting our progress, encouraging us. Well done, young lady. Well done, young man. Do it again. And by the way, correct that. And for that, we're very grateful. By that grace, we can achieve the supreme destination. So in the midst of our busy lives, we have to remember our guru. We have to remember his kindness in being the transparent via medium from the whole disciplic succession, all the way back to Adi Guru Krishna. And at least, if not more, we should remember his kindness and his grace and his love upon us three times a day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Gurudev ki.